You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, all my hotel workers, hospitality workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we are another day closer to Falcons and Panthers, and we are another day closer to hopefully seeing the Falcons get a W, and it should be, again, a game the Falcons should win. It's pretty simple. It's not a lot to it. It shouldn't be that complicated. It shouldn't be that hard on Sunday. Again, not saying the game shouldn't be that hard itself. The game, you know, is always hard. It's always an NFL game. But this should be, relatively speaking, one of the easier games on the schedule for the Falcons. So, look, the mindset I would personally have going into this game, and the mindset I think the Falcons need to have going into this game, you've played some very tough opponents these first, what, 5 weeks through the season. Obviously, you've taken on the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. You've taken on a pretty solid team in the Philadelphia Eagles. You've taken on, obviously, two division rivals in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. You've had some tough games. Now, with all that, even the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are a solid team with a very good defense. Now, all that being said, go win a game you're supposed to win. And make sure you handle business. And with this game, again, being a game you should win, go out there, handle business, go out there, hit Carolina mouth early and often, establish a big lead, and run away with this thing. And make it easier on you down the stretch. Come out, do what you're supposed to do, and make it an easy game down the stretch. Go ahead and establish a big lead and let it do what needs to be done, period. So that's the mindset I think the Falcons need to have coming into the game. And again, for me, been talking about it all week, it's simple. I think the Carolina Panthers can only beat you one way. I don't think if you force the Carolina Panthers to beat you with Andy Dalton, if you take away their run game and force Carolina to beat you with in the passing game, I don't think they beat you that way. I just don't think that's the case. I don't think Andy Dalton by himself can beat you. Now, Andy Dalton with a run game to work with, Andy Dalton with a run game to go off of, that's a different story. But Andy Dalton by his lonesome, Andy Dalton with no help of the running game, I don't think can beat you. The only way I see this Carolina Panther team putting up a fight and potentially beating you is if you allow Chuba Hubbard to get going, and then obviously Andy Dalton works off of a successful running game using the play action pass and things of that nature. That's the only way I can see a recipe where the Falcons end up losing at the end of the day. You stop the run, I think you win the game. And I think you win the game fairly convincingly. Like, talking about 14 points. Talking about two touchdowns. And in the NFL, especially this year in the NFL, where there's not really one team, maybe besides the Chiefs and maybe besides the Vikings, there's not, besides those two teams, maybe there hasn't been a team that has shown their head and shoulders above the rest. So with that being said, you get a 14-point win over the Carolina Panthers, that's pretty darn good. And really, you get a 14-point win against any team, not just the Panthers, that's a pretty convincing win. It's you know, the Falcons obviously are a team that is in a lot of close games, and every game this year has been a one-possession ball game for the Falcons. We all know that very well. But that's what a lot of NFL games come down to. A lot of NFL games come down to the final possession. A lot of NFL games are one-possession games. Yes, you do have your blowouts here and there, and you do have your games that are won a little bit more convincingly week to week. But more times than not, these NFL games come down to one possession. And this is a chance where I think the Falcons have a chance to win the game by two possessions. Maybe more if they're really out there coming out on their P's and Q's. So, I say all that to say it should be a fun day for us Falcons fans on Sunday. It should be a game that hopefully doesn't come down to the wire. Should be a game that we're able to maybe actually sit back and relax a little bit towards the end of the game. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But again, the Falcons are going to have to show some improvement in a couple of areas for that to be the case. And again, run defense is definitely one of those things. But let's move over to the offensive side of the ball too, because Raheem Morris, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about how the main thing, I believe it was after the Saints game. He talked about how the team needed to run the ball and stop the run. And that was the two main things the team needed to get better at. Well, I think both of those still reign true to this day. Because obviously on defense, we've been talking a lot about the Falcons stopping the run. But I do think there is a chance, and I know a lot of it, most of it, and most of the reasoning for the Falcons not having a lot of success in the run game last week against the Buccaneers was because, and Raheem Morris talked about it too, he said they were, you know, Tampa Bay was pretty much daring the Falcons to throw the ball. The Buccaneers dared the Falcons to beat them with Kirk Cousins. And so they're like, all right, bet. And they did just that. And obviously Kirk threw for 509 passing yards and now is the single game passing yards leader in Falcons franchise history. And so we all know how that went. And in the W. So we showed we could do that. But again, the Buccaneers dared the Falcons to do that. Now, they beat them and they were like, all right, fine, we can do that too. But I think this game could be different to where you're going to want to and you're going to need to run the football a little bit better to be more effective. Now, maybe that's not the case. We'll see how the game ends up forming. But I do think it does need to be the Falcons run game will need to be a little bit better. And speaking of that, and speaking of the Falcons offense, Zach Robinson, the Falcons offensive coordinator, who we're all feeling pretty confident about these days, right after that big performance by the Falcons offense and that big performance by Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, last Thursday. He joined Andy and Randy yesterday, and we'll start by letting you hear this one. Just what challenges the Panthers present, what he's seeing as the OC. He talked about that yesterday with Andy and Randy. So let's let you hear Zach Robinson talk about what challenges the Carolina Panthers will present on Sunday.
It'll be a good chess match. They got good players across the field there. Good secondary. I know they've been a little bit banged up, but shoot, it's an NFL game, and you know you're going to get everybody's best every single Sunday. So we got to be ready to roll, but definitely expecting a good challenge, knowing you know the defensive coaches that they have on that side of the ball as well as the players they got going.
Yeah, and look, this will be a Carolina Panthers team that is banged up and missing some of their key guys. There's not going to be Derrick Brown is going to be out. He's not going to be playing. He's injured. Shaq Thompson tore his Achilles earlier, unfortunately, this season, and he's out for the rest of the year. Brian Burns is a New York Giant. So those are really the three guys over the past couple of seasons that have really been a pain in the Atlanta Falcons side. Those have been the guys that have really wrecked the game for the Falcons. So with those guys out, you would like to think the Falcons should have a little bit more success up front in the trenches. And with that being said, that's why I think the run game should be something that we see is a lot better than it was last Thursday. Now, again, that's part of that, and a lot of that actually is because of how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were defending the Falcons. But we'll see if it's any different moving forward here. All right, next, let's let you hear from Zach Robinson talking about what the next step forward. We were just talking about what this offense and what we think this offense needs to do to get better and maybe have the same success that they had against the Buccaneers. What they need to do this Sunday to have that same success against the Panthers. What does Zach Robinson think? And really not just Sunday, but moving forward. How does this Falcons offense get to that point where they're scoring 25 to 28 points a game, or 24 to 28 points a game, and, you know, the occasional 30 burger and maybe the occasional 40 burger? Who knows? But what is the next step for this Falcons offense moving forward? Zach Robinson talked about that yesterday with Andy and Randy.
I would say just the overall execution, and, you know, we'd love to minimize some of the penalties. We're putting ourselves in some tough spots, first and 20s, where, those are hard to overcome. And so there is a lot to clean up, even from the other night. You look at obviously the production was what it was with those guys, but, man, we left a ton of plays out there, even on a night like that. So things can definitely be tightened up execution-wise. I know I can make some better calls to put these guys in better spots.
I think that is spot on. I think that is absolutely spot on by Zach Robinson. The next step for this Falcons team is to, and look, you're going to have penalties here and there. You're going to have false starts here and there. You're going to have things like that. But what the Falcons need to do to take that next step on offense, I completely agree with Zach Robinson there. You got to find a way to cut out these huge penalties, these huge chunk penalties that put you back just severely behind the chains, the holding penalties. And look, holding happens. That's one of those things too. But limit the timing of the holding penalties and try to limit the holding penalties, period, and limit the other untimely penalties that Zach Robinson was talking about there. That, to me, is definitely the next step for this Falcons offense, because we've seen it enough times already this season where Falcons are driving, drive looks good, and then you have one, just one. That's all it takes, one untimely penalty. And that's either the reason the Falcons go from maybe getting at least a field goal to having to punt, or the Falcons looking like they're going to score a touchdown to having to settle for a field goal. So it just takes that one penalty, that one untimely penalty to put you way behind the chains, to put you in first and 20, second and 15, third and long. So not having those is definitely going to be vastly important, obviously, this week, but every single week for the Falcons, again, to move forward and take that next step. So completely agree with Zach Robinson there. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5 minutes from now, we will continue talking about the Falcons, and we'll let you hear a little bit from wide receiver one, Drake London. He was speaking with the media yesterday, and he had some interesting things to say about his relationship with Darnell Mooney and Big Kirko and how that's working out and what he's seeing in this Carolina Panthers defense. That's all coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Friday. Hope you all are doing well. We are 17 minutes away from what we haven't done in feels like a minute. Grilling Dylan. We haven't done that in a minute, I feel like, because last, what, Thursday, we had the Falcons game, and so Friday, we just talked about the game, and I think I still took calls, but mainly just took calls on the Falcons. It wasn't necessarily a Grilling Dylan segment, and then Friday before that, we might have done it, but it just feels like forever since we've done it. So we're 17 minutes away from that, so make sure you get your questions ready because we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929 will be the number. 404-726-0929 will be the number. So go ahead and get your questions ready. You want to talk about the Falcons, and you want to give any keys to the game that you feel like you have on how the Falcons can beat the Panthers on Sunday. We can talk about that. You want to talk about the Thursday night football game last night where the 49ers took down the Seattle Seahawks. The fighting Day-Day Lewis's took down the Seattle Seahawks and took the lead in the NFC West. We can talk about that. You want to talk about the MLB postseason? We can talk about that. Movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you want on Grillin' Dylan, and now it's 16 minutes away, so we're even closer. All right, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, my front and rear loading truck drivers, and my 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So, continuing on talking about the Falcons here a little bit before we get to grilling Dylan, I did want to let you hear just a couple of cuts from Drake London. He joined and talked to the media yesterday. And he was talking about how this offense, he really feels like can be a balanced offense. And he was also talking about just how, you know, this offense can continue to be explosive and, again, can just continue to get better. And really, it feels like what the Falcons did on Thursday was just a thing to kind of like scratch the surface. It feels like what the Falcons did Thursday was a nice taste in what they can do on a consistent level. Not saying they can score 36 points every single game, even though that would be great if they could do that. But as far as how they can execute, how they can move down the field, and how they can be prolific passing the ball and still break off chunk running plays like they did, it feels like that was a taste of that, and they could do that more consistently. And Drake London was talking about that yesterday with the media and having a balanced attack.
It's very, very well balanced. And, I mean, we have guys everywhere, from the backfield all the way to the outside the numbers. So to be able to have that arsenal is very, very powerful in this league. And I think we're going to take advantage of it.
There you go. I mean, look, they got plenty of weapons. And we've talked ad nauseum about all the weapons they have on offense in the running game, in the passing game, everywhere. Weapons everywhere. It's just now a point of, again, being able to take advantage and use those weapons. And it's not going to be where everybody is having over 100 yards a game again. There's going to be some games where guys eat and some games where other guys eat. Like, it's going to be spread around. But that's how it should be. When you hear Drake London talk about a balanced attack like that, there's going to be weeks where Drake London maybe doesn't have a big game, but it's a big game for a Darnell Mooney or Ray-Ray McCloud or a Kyle Pitts. And then there's going to be games where Drake and Kylie, or and then there's going to be games where Bijan and both Tyler eat, or maybe just Bijan eats, or maybe just Tyler eats. Like, it's going to be spread around. And that's how it should be. That's how you want to be on offense. You where you don't know who it's going to be, and it could be anybody, any single game. Like, you just can't key in on one person on offense. You can't just defend and take away one person on offense and feel like, okay, since we stopped Kyle Pitts, we're going to be able to shut down the Falcons offense. No. Or we shut down Drake London. Or we shut down Darnell Mooney. Or we shut down Bijan, so we're going to be able to shut down the Falcons offense. You don't want it to be like that. It's like, okay, if you want to take him away, we'll just go to him all game. Or if you take him away, we'll just go to him all game. You want it to be like that. And I think the Falcons are headed towards that direction, especially after what we saw on Thursday. But speaking of Sunday, because it's all about the Panthers now, what does Drake London see in the Panthers defense? Well, he talked about that with the media yesterday as well.
Yeah, you know, they have a great secondary. They got great corners. And their front seven is really good too, you know. But we can't take this game lightly or anything like that. And we got to go out there like it's the Super Bowl. So we're going to go out there and try to dominate.
Love hearing that from Drake. Love hearing that from Drake. And it really feels like to me, speaking of Drake London, he's always been this way, but it seems like now as he gets into more of a leadership role, it feels like he's really that guy that brings the energy. It really feels like he's that guy that gets everybody else pumped up and is like, all right, we about to go do this thing. We about to go, as Randy Michael say, put flits in them, and we about to go run through a wall and run over the Carolina Panthers. That's what it feels like Drake London had, as far as his like leadership role on the team goes. It feels like it's getting everybody hyped up and ready to go. Because I absolutely love hearing the fact he's saying we can't take this game lightly. We got to play it like it's our Super Bowl. And look, when we talk about this and we talk about how important this game is to the Falcons, and we talk about how important, you know, both of these games against the Carolina Panthers are, because, again, look, the Falcons should beat the Carolina Panthers, point blank period. We've said it many times now. And if you find a way to not only win this game, but win the second game against the Carolina Panthers, which is the last game of the regular season at home, you find a way to sweep the Panthers, you are now guaranteeing yourself to go at least 4-2 in the division. That's good. That's a very good division record, and that's how you get into the postseason. Because with the Saints, we don't know. Derek Carr, there's a solid-ish chance he'll be back for that second Falcons game next month. But you don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. And then, you know, playing Tampa at home, it's going to be a tough game, and there's a chance you could split. And look, splitting with the Saints and splitting with the Buccaneers, while obviously you don't want to do that, but if that ends up happening, you know, you wouldn't be mad at it. But that's as long as you split with – I mean, that's as long as you sweep the Panthers. You sweep the Panthers and you go 4-2 in the division, you're feeling good about your chances not only – winning the division, but, you know, having a pretty good seed in the postseason as well. So that is why this game and obviously the last game of the regular season against the Panthers are going to be so important, because it feels like you really should sweep the Panthers. And it feels like you really shouldn't lose to the Panthers either game you play them. So You can't take these opportunities lightly, and so that's why I'm really glad to hear Drake London say, we got to play this game like it's our Super Bowl, and we can't take it lightly, because every division game matters, especially the ones that you're supposed to win. I mean, you want to win all of them, but you're definitely supposed to win this one. So that is good to hear from Drake London. But I definitely am excited for the game and excited to see how the Falcons follow up with this performance, with the Thursday night performance they had, how they follow that performance up. They've done a good job of reeling it in and getting refocused. They did that after a big Saints victory. They did it. They were able to do it on a short week and take down the Buccaneers. And now you've had even more time to not only prepare, but again, fully digest that Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. Let it sink in. You've had a lot of time to enjoy it, and you've had plenty of time to also reel it in, focus back up, and get ready for the Carolina Panthers. So, to me, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I think this should be one of the best performances, one of the most complete performances that we see from the Falcons on Sunday. I feel like this team should come out focused, ready to go, and again, this should be one of those games where Falcons fans can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show for a little bit. We don't have to be on the edge of our seats, hunched over like, oh, are they going to win this? Are they going to pull this one out? Oh, we're in another close one. I don't think this should be one of those games. And to be honest, if it is, it's the National Football League. I get it. It's any given Sunday, but part of me is going to be a little disappointed if this game is closer than maybe 10 points by the time we get to the end of the first half, midway through second half. I expect the Falcons to have at least a 10-point lead. And if they don't, I might be a little concerned depending on how the game plays out. But we'll see. Again, it all depends on, you know, circumstances and situations can change, rearrange, so I get all that as well, too. All right, when we come back, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929. It is time for Grillin' Dylan. You want to talk about the Falcons? Got any keys to the game? You got a score prediction? Let me hear it. 404-726-0929. But we can also talk about Thursday Night Football. We can talk about the MLB postseason if you want. College football as well. Georgia taking on Mississippi State this weekend in Athens. Hopefully it'll be less hot and Kirby don't got to get on the fans again. Movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about it next on Grillin' Dylan. 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, it's on the other side. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my Amazon drivers, Amazon workers out there too. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we know the vibes. We know what time it is. Let's go ahead and get right to it. It's time for Grill and Dylan. 404-726-0929. That is the number, 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. It's a Falcons Friday. So give me all your Falcons keys to the game, your Falcons score predictions. I'm ready for them. And then if you want to talk about Thursday Night Football, we can do that. Fantasy football, we can do that. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it right now on Grillin' Dylan. So without further ado, let's head out to the lines. And I already know why this guy's calling up. My guy Skip riding around and getting it out in ATL. What's going on, Skip? Hey, it's not looking too pretty for you right now, brother. It's not looking too good.
Yeah, one play, man.
That's all it takes, Skip. That's all it takes. And you look now and real quick, hold on, I'm gonna set the table for him, Skip. I'm gonna set the table for him.
Okay.
So, Skip and I are in the 92.9 The Game Fantasy League. We got some obviously some 92.9 employees, including myself. We got some faithful, loyal listeners and some of the coolest people on the planet, including my guy Skip in the league as well. And Skip and I are playing each other this week, and I got Debo Samuel on my team. Well, Debo, if you don't know, he went off yesterday. It was really one big 76 or 75-yard touchdown play he got. So he finished the game with 3 receptions, 102 yards, and a touchdown, and 4 carries for 15 yards. But he got 20 points. He got himself a nice dub. And then he had Jordan Mason, who unfortunately got hurt before he really got to do any damage, and he had Brandon Ayuk as well. So I've only had one player play. And I got 20 points. Skip done ran through 2 players and only got 14 points. So it ain't looking too – it's a lot of game left, Skip. But you're not looking too good right now, brother, man. What's going on, my guy?
What's going on, man? Hey, man. Hey, right quick, man. I drive this lift, man. I got two more people for you that's mad at you for no shout-out.
Uh-oh.
Man. I got a guy – I had a guy here. He a zookeeper.
Oh.
And he said, man, we take care of the animals, man. So
wow.
He said, I guess he work at a veterinarian on the weekend. So I guess you can say the animal lover people. I don't know how you can say
yeah.
that. And then the other guy, I had one this morning, and he said, man, what about the mortician? We get the lovers ready for the next world.
That's true
so
enough.
Man, I say instead of the next word, you say in upper room. I don't know.
Oh man, I love it.
My fact prediction, man. I'm thinking that all the big boys can eat a piece of the pie touchdown pie on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Bijan, London, Pitt, and Mooney.
Everybody.
So at least. Yeah, everybody get a touchdown. You know, and you get a touchdown, he get a touchdown. So I'm looking about 34, 34-13.
I love it. I love it. I love the prediction, man. I love it, man. Skip, you have a great weekend, brother. I appreciate you as always, my guy. Thank you, dog.
All right, man.
All right, brother. That's my guy Skip calling out and riding around the ATL. And if you need yourself a Lyft driver, make sure you go ahead and request Skip one time for the one time. All right, moving right along here. We got our guy Chief calling up from South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Before I get to my fact, because I'm going to make sure I give my shout out to our rookie, Zachary Ricochet, because yes. Ain't nothing being said about him. He will be rookie of the year. I'm telling you about it right now.
Okay. I love that prediction, Chief. I love to hear that. You're talking man, nice to me.
He well coached, man. You can tell he was well coached in Europe. All right, let's get to the Falcons right quick. Everybody know I did kidnap Kyle Pitts, but we got him ready for the charter already. So we're going to make sure we get him ready for the charter. Okay. We didn't really kidnap him. We just put him in protected custody. That's all.
That's right.
But my Falcon prediction, I like 30-10, 30-13. I think we have to, on defense, we need to get 3 or 4 sacks. We got to get 3 or 4 sacks. We got a stationary target.
Good point.
Basically. So let's get 3 or 4 sacks and make this thing look real. You know, we want to, let's don't do the Alabama thing when we lose to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. We want to lose to the Commodores,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Make sure we get this thing right. So, all right, people, I'll see you next week.
All right, Chief, I appreciate you, man. Now, that's a good call right there. We definitely don't need to lose this game, man. We lose this game, Atlanta might turn upside down, for real, for real. But, no, I think Chief is absolutely correct when he talks about needing to get after Andy Dalton. You're not facing a mobile Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields or anybody like that. Like Chief said, a stationary target. Let's put them down. Let's get a couple of sacks, a few sacks, 3-4 sacks, like Chief said. If we can do that, that'll be real nice as well. Shout out to Chief for calling in as always and tapping in. All right, let's finish up with Bo, the bus driver out there in Lithonia, riding around and getting it. Bo, what's going on, man? How we doing this morning, brother?
What's up with you?
None much, man. You know, we just out here living it up on a Friday, man. How you doing?
All righty, just about to go pick up my elementary school kids so I can get the kid on to school.
I love it.
So I'm going to make this very brief. Mm-hmm. My prediction on the Falcons, Carolina, is 24-14. That's what I think how it's going to end up.
I love it. Bo, I appreciate the phone. Go ahead.
And I just hope that Judon comes into his own, you know?
Yeah.
I expected a little bit more from him, you know?
Yeah.
And I holler, my brother. Yeah, I want you to have a blessed weekend, all right?
Hey, you do the same, Bo. Have a blessed weekend, brother. I appreciate you, man. And no, he's absolutely right, Bo. That's a good call about Matthew Judon. He should be able to eat, hopefully, against his Carolina Panthers offensive line and really show why we did what we had to do to go and get him. And, you know, he wants that new contract. Whether he gets it here in Atlanta, hopefully he gets it here in Atlanta or somewhere else, he's going to have to earn it. And he can earn a big chunk of that contract by getting some sacks on Sunday. So hopefully he'll get the job done. The Falcons defense will get the job done overall, get a few sacks, hopefully get a couple of tackles for loss in the run game, and the Falcons offense will continue to look good and carry over that big performance they had on Thursday, carry that over into Sunday, and put up some more points as well. Hopefully another 30 burgers in the balance. But even if we get 24-28 on Sunday, I'll be happy with that too. All right, appreciate all the phone calls. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman. Oh, Tiffany is on assignment, but Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson are in the building as well. So Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll check in with them, and we'll see what they got going on for a meathead edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.